Hey gents, Miggy here. You know, female nature has always been the same for the last 4,000 years. Even before the rise of feminism in the 1950s, women were pushing the boundaries in relationships and especially marriage. The next video features a 4,000-year-old letter from a nagging wife to her husband. Looks like nothing has changed. Female hypergamy and the gold-digging nature are as old as the time itself.
We know an enormous amount about these Assyrian merchants because we have thousands and thousands of their letters. As you might expect from such canny businessmen, most of them are to do with money matters, contracts, bills of sale, receipts, legal wrangles, but not all of them. There are also personal letters, not just from the merchants themselves, but from the women in their lives. And these present a far more human face to our business story, and voices that still speak to us across the millennia. One of the best of these letters was written by a lady called Lamassi to her husband Pushu Ken, who was an Assyrian merchant at Kanesh. Now Lamassi writes,
Inumi tutsu, kaspam ishtem shikil ula tezibam.
When you left, you did not leave me any silver, not even one shekel. What is this extravagance about which you always write to me? There is nothing here to buy our food. But you think we are extravagant? I sent everything we have to you, and today I am living in an empty house. Send me the money you have received for my textiles so that I can buy some necessities.
And then there is this killer line.
Since you left, Salim Ahum has already built a house double the size. When will we be able to do the same?
Lamassi, I have to tell you that even 4,000 years on, you know how to make a man feel really bad.
Thanks for watching, smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell, and if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
No.